But we begin with on Friday after. It's amazing, Drew, that with the internet, stuff that's in the Sunday paper gets put online like on Friday. So Friday afternoon, a column was posted at IndyStar.com that was meant for yesterday's newspaper. The column was written by Erica Smith. The headline that they put online, which they didn't put in the printed newspaper, was Troy Riggs asks, where are the churches in the crime fight? And there were some direct quotes from the public safety director, along with some allusions that the public safety director was kind of disturbed that churches in our community, particularly suburban churches, not necessarily churches in the African American community, weren't doing anything or hadn't contributed to help put youth to work this summer and do some things to help the social ills that are impacting Indianapolis and Marion County. And when that column went online, there was some concern from a number of ministers across denominations in the African-American community about the column. And I heard about it talking to some ministers out at Praise in the Park on the Canal this past Saturday, and some comments in the comments section on the story on Indianapolis Star. So I reached out to the public safety director's office to allow him the opportunity to, so that the whole, because most of you listening right now did not read the Sunday paper. That's just the fact of the matter. So that people would hear directly from Director Riggs, who is on vacation. He's taking time out, Drew, from being with his family, so that the community would really understand where the director was coming from. Director Troy Riggs is on our live line. Director, how you doing?
Well, Amos, thanks for having me here today. I appreciate it, sir.
I hope I'm not taking you away from like a golf game or a tennis match.
No, you know what? If you were, it wouldn't hurt, because neither one of my golf game or tennis, I don't play either, and I'm not very good at either. So I'm good. We're just our boys go to a Christian sports camp here in Texas that they started going to when I was the chief and assistant city manager here. So I promised them I'd bring them back one more year, and this is the last year for that. They're getting older, and they'll probably find some different camps, but they still have a lot of friends. So it's a bad time to come to Texas, though. It's 105 heat index today.
It's 60-something up here.
Yeah, well, you know what? I didn't enjoy my cup of coffee as much this morning. At like 8 a.m., it was already 82. But it's a we're headed out to the beach, so we'll have a little bit of a breeze out there.
I do know that faith has always been important to you. Faith has always been important to your family. And I think when people saw this column online starting on Friday afternoon in the headline, you know, online, they put all these headlines designed to get clicks, designed to get noticed. Troy Riggs asked, where are the churches in crime fight? And I think that's where the concern came. How did this column come about, and what were you trying to say, Director?
Well, Eric and I, we will meet occasionally and talk about things that are going in our city, and we talked about a whole lot of things the other day and have a great deal of respect for her and what she does and bringing debates to the forefront. But one of the things that I have been consistent since I've been here is that we need to look at social issues. We need to be involved in social issues as a Department of Public Safety, and Chief Height is leading the charge there. And as I look at some of the issues that we're facing now and talking to a lot of the ministers and their churches that do tremendous work, and I think part of what got lost in the article, which was in the article, is that I said a lot of churches, and I was quick to point out it said in the article, a lot of churches are doing great work. We would have significant issues, if even more so than we have now, if the churches weren't out there working. But we need to work as a community to deal with the issues that we're facing. We're dealing with educational issues. We're dealing with a lot of social issues. We're dealing with young women that are trying to raise children and be successful. We're dealing with young men and young women that tell us in the community conversations we're having that they do not have mentors and they need help, and that's why we did something a little bit unusual. Chief High came to me and said, can we do something to raise money for summer jobs programs? We raised $35,000 for that. We found money in our own budget that otherwise would have gone to equipment and some other needs within the department, but we thought it was more important to invest in our young people at this point. Our employees did. Our staff really stepped up under the direction of Valerie Washington, put a 5K together. You were there for that. Mm-hmm. And Erica was asked about that question, and I said, I did. I went out and asked for a lot of money. And for our efforts, we raised money from the business community, from Black Expo, from Citizens Energy, from our Department of Public Safety Foundation, and money from us to get at that $35,000. And I was asked the questions if churches had given to that cause for us, and I said no. We had talked to some churches, but they had not stepped up, and I was a little disappointed in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told the churches that. I didn't say anything publicly, but I wasn't criticizing them other than saying that I think if we're going to deal with some of these tremendous issues we're facing, we have to do it as a community, and as in any major social issue, the church leads the way in many cases. And if someone mistook that, I certainly apologize for that, but the meaning was to get people involved, and we're going to continue to push to get more and more people involved. And that money we raised, predominantly amount of that money went to churches to help them with summer jobs program, the churches that are actually doing some good work.
We're talking with the public safety director of Indianapolis and Marion County, Troy Riggs, about a column that Erica Smith wrote, the Indianapolis Star columnist, in this Sunday's newspaper, but it went online on Friday. Director, I guess a couple of things in maybe going back to the fact of, you know, having been here a few more years than you have, and talking to some churches over the weekend, they kind of said, nobody ever asked us to give. So in the outreach from the foundation, was a letter sent to churches? Was it a phone call? Did y'all work through the church federation? How did churches know about it?
No, I just personally went out and tried to raise some money, one, and never alluded that we asked.
Okay.
All the churches in the community, just the few churches that I talked to, was the context of what we were discussing. Other churches have given to that. Other churches have done the summer jobs. But part of the conversation was the ones that I talked to are the ones that I was a little disappointed in, because I knew they had the means. But it's up to them. It's their responsibility to use their money wisely. And if they choose that's not where they want to use their money, that's fine. But I'm asking, I'm going to continue to ask for churches to step up and help. Whether they give the money to the Public Safety Foundation, they give the money directly to the church that's doing this. The only reason we're using the Public Safety Foundation is that I think people know that in their Chief Height has properly vetted that people's money won't be wasted, and we've set that up to make it an avenue. Our goal is, and I really hate that it's people have taken it a certain way, because the goal is to help young people. That is the goal. It's not to call anybody out, but it is to address the issues. And have I been disappointed by some of the things that I've heard as I've talked to individuals that I know are churchgoers, not in the church, but just in community conversations that we're having where we talk about things honestly? Have I been disappointed by some of the things that I've heard? And I have been. And I'm disappointed when people don't seem to be concerned about a homicide because they feel like it's a person with a criminal record. It's a person that was involved in some type of illegal activity, and they were killed as a result, and they seem to be apathetic about that. And I don't think we can be apathetic about that as a community. And I think for us to really understand that, the church has the moral high ground to really make that an issue. And I'm just simply wanting to partner with the churches and move forward. And so I'm sure we'll have some other discussions. But I can tell you, I've gotten phone calls from churches saying, yeah, we need to do more, and we're going to do more next year. So we'll see. Our goal is to help young people. I don't want it to be about, you know, an argument about what churches do and don't. We have a tremendous amount of churches doing tremendous work. But Amos, we've talked, and you were at the 5K. You know where our heart is.
Right.
I think as a community, and that includes churches, but includes social groups and includes me as an individual, everybody's individual. I think we have to do more if we're serious about long-term quality of life in the city of Indianapolis. And I'm hoping we can all find common ground on that issue.
The other thing, Director, and I know you're very much into data as I am, do we, as part of these larger community conversations, as part of really dealing with some of the social causes that can breed crime, do we need to also have an honest conversation of exactly what the facts are? Give me a couple examples. I went out to the Broad Ripple Neighborhood Association meeting on safety last week and just talked to people, residents there, about what they perceive as the problem. And one of, you know, a number of them said, the problem is gangs. Another said, the problem is those people are coming from downtown, which is code for, young people that are at the mall. And I'm going, wait a minute, how do you really know that it's gangs? How do you really know it's young people riding this number 17 bus up to Broad Ripple to allegedly cause trouble? Do we also need to start giving the community the facts of who is really causing trouble where, so that people are not taking their urban myths or their misunderstandings or maybe media misperceptions or their own misperceptions of what something is? Because if your officers did that or your firefighters did that, you want them to deal with what are the facts on the ground, not what you think is going on.
We do, and that's one of the reasons I called for community conversations, and so grateful the churches that have held those and the community groups and some, quite frankly, just a small group of people around the coffee table.
Right.
And we'll continue to do that. But some of the misperception is that all violence is because of gang activity. That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
That is simply not true. It's not true that, there are numbers, and the president, when we were speaking with him, and a lot of things that he was saying was far more direct than what I said that was quoted in the column. And he really called us in leadership to galvanize our communities and do things and share information. And when we do that, Amos, people are going to be upset by some of the things they hear, and they're not going to believe some of the things they hear. And some of the things that we talk about is that not all homicide victims and suspects this year are African Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We have a growing number of white suspects and victims.
Mm-hmm.
That it has grown rapidly this year comparison to last year, the first data that I've seen on that. We have a misconception that heroin usage is only a white drug.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not. It permeates all areas and all socioeconomic areas, including those surrounding suburbs of Marion County. But when we talk about these issues, the one thing that troubles me is we talk about race a lot.
Right.
And I understand that's the world we live in at times, but as good, hardworking individuals in the city of Indianapolis, I think there comes a time we have to look at a death as a death. It doesn't matter if it's an African-American or white male, Hispanic. It is a tragedy for our city when someone loses their life to violence. It is a tragedy, and we need to treat all of those lives, regardless of their background, the same, and that's what I'm committed to doing. I apologize if someone took offense to what I said. I was just trying to have an honest community dialogue about the issues we face as a community, and certainly am mm-hmm. willing to sit down with anyone and to listen to ideas about how we can be part of the help moving forward and getting summer jobs and getting help for these young mothers that so desperately need it.
The other thing on young mothers, and this was something that, you know, the audience has been saying over the years, babies having babies. And I said, well, let me just find out how many babies are having babies, and finding out, A, that the number of births to teen mothers in this county has been steadily dropping over the past almost two decades. It's now averaging about 350. A year, and so if you take that out over 3 to 4 years, that's barely 1,000. So it's almost like, we should be celebrating that what people may think are huge numbers really aren't. Now let's continue to reduce that number.
That is true, and I'm all for that. But the thing that we saw when we look at our data,
right,
that a lot of the young men that are perpetrators or victims of crimes are mm-hmm. raised by single
right.
moms.
Mm-hmm.
We know that talking to single moms, they struggle.
Yeah.
And even though that number is coming down, when you think of that number of 300, 350, 400,
moms,
somewhere in that range,
mm-hmm.
that is a number that's manageable for this city to handle and to make sure. So we're working with the Women's Foundation. I know our Women's Fund. I know you had Jennifer on your show.
Right.
But we sat down and had a community conversation with young mothers. Many of them were 16 years of age, and heard their needs and tried to get them into government programs that were available they did not realize, and then also getting them into the Women's Fund and helping those. I really, in this community, really needs others to step up and help these young people be successful. So that number's coming down. We should celebrate that. But here's the troubling part, Amos, and this is where these community conversations get difficult. Some of these young mothers, and this is a surprise to me, and quite frankly, I feel guilty. I felt guilty as a public safety director. I felt guilty as a former chief. I felt guilty as a former leader in the church that I didn't realize this years ago. But when you hear the reports from them saying that they were victims of a violent sexual assault,
right,
and they made a moral decision to have that baby, because they thought that was right.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I do everything in my authority, whether it's to use the position of Department of Public Safety Director or as a citizen of Indianapolis, to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help that young person. I think they made a noble decision.
Yes,
they're trying to do things the right way. And they also told us that people criticized the young men in some of these relationships where it was consensual, but the young men want to be fathers, but they're 16 years of age. They don't know how to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying we need to help them as well. We don't need to just focus on them. Now, think about how gracious that is of a young woman that's struggling, that she's worried about this young man who wants to be a father, but she realizes he doesn't know how, and he's not equipped to do that, and he needs help as well. And they've challenged us to have a conversation with him to see what we can do with them as well.
Director Riggs, I'm going to let you get back to camp. And what you can do is take a little bit of that hot Texas weather, put it in a FedEx or a UPS overnight envelope, and send it up here, because somehow wearing sweaters on July 28th and 29th is unnatural in Hoosier Land. The corn, that's not good. It's not, well, the state fair might like it because they'll probably get a million people out of the state fair, because of the weather, but it just doesn't fit right. Director, Troy Riggs, Director of the Department of Public Safety. Thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Amos, thank you, and thank you for your sage advice.
What? He left. All right, we'll move on. 239-1310, 239-1310, and we thank him for his sage advice as well.